At the core of Microsoft Azure Operational Insights is the Log Search feature, which allows you to combine and correlate any machine data from multiple sources within your environment. Solutions are also powered by Log Search to bring you metrics pivoted around a particular problem area. On the search page, you can create a query, and then when you search, you can filter the results by using facet controls. You can also create advanced queries to transform, filter, and report on your results. Common Log Search queries appear on most solution pages. Throughout the Operational Insights console, you can click tiles or drill into other items to view details about the items by using Log Search. In this tutorial, we'll walk through examples to cover all the basics when you use Log Search. The most basic filters you can use are keywords, such as error or timeout or a computer name. These types of simple queries generally return diverse shapes of data within the same result set. This is because Operational Insights has different types of data in the system. Let's start by conducting a simple search. In the Operational Insights portal, let's click Log Search. In the query field, let's type error and then click search. For this example, the query for error in the following image returned about 109,000 event records. These filters are not really object types or classes. Type is just a tag or a property or a string name or category that is attached to a piece of data. Each search result, document, record, or entry displays all the raw properties and their values for each of those pieces of data. And you can use those field names to specify in the filter when you want to retrieve only the records where the field has that given value. Now let's search for processor time performance data. In the search query field, let's type equals perf hourly counter name equals percent processor time, and then we'll click search. In this example, you don't have to specify type equals perf hourly to get to the result because the field's counter name and instance name only exist for records of type equal perf hourly. The query is specific enough to return the same results as the longer previous one, counter name equals processor time and instance name equals total. This is because all the filters in the query are evaluated as being in AND with each other. Effectively, the more fields you add to the criteria, you get less more specific and refined results. Now let's go on to use additional filters. The following query returns entries for the application and system logs for all the computers that have sent data. Selecting one of the fields or filters will narrow the query to a specific computer, excluding all the others. Let's click on one of the computers to filter. Next, we will look at Boolean operators. With date, time, and numeric fields, you can search for values using greater than, lesser than, and lesser than or equal. Let's first search the system log. And then we can query for a specific period of time. For example, the last 3 hours is expressed with the following mnemonic expression that we type in the search field. Although you can control the time interval graphically, and most times you might want to do that, there are advantages to including a time filter directly into the query. For example, this works great with dashboards where you can override the time for each tile, regardless of the global time selector on the dashboard.